98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News. The big tech show CES kicking off this weekend in Las Vegas. It's also becoming a bit of a car show, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Honda is expected to announce a new series of electric vehicles at CES 2024. It comes after that company last year nixed a partnership with General Motors to develop low-cost EVs. Last year, Honda debuted the Afeela, an electric sedan co-developed with Sony. BMW, Mercedes, and Hyundai also have events planned, but the big three American car makers are skipping the show, canceling plans to attend after last summer's United Auto Workers strike. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
At the Golden Globes, Oppenheimer was a big winner, taking five awards, including Robert Downey Jr. taking Best Supporting Actor in a Drama on stage, thanking his agents.
For my dueling career counsels, Raskin and Dunlap, they had the gall to say that I needed to restart my career. It's so fun proving agents right.
Emma Stone's Poor Things beating Barbie, winning Best Comedy or Musical. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he does not support efforts to keep Donald Trump off of the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere. Great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. So once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries. High temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, a high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 20 degrees.
Now scanning the country music. Bury me in Georgia. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I like it. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone, when I lock it, it's all you.
Best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Country.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan, cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah, everybody knew they could find me there, and right out of the blue, right out of nowhere, out of nowhere, stepping over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a shook me all night long, and I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. If they see me, they see you, cause girl, I got you by my side, every single Saturday night, yeah, every now and then, the boys tell me they miss me, oh, but they all get it, cause they were right there with me, yeah, with me, when sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white wall, shaking to a little, shook me all night. Out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I thought I drank for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn, if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long, and I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night.
Ninety-eight Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Thank you.
right. Dan and Shay there, and Save Me the Trouble, 24 past 6. Good Monday to you on this 8th day of January. Well, at least it's looking a little like winter out there now. We've got a little bit of snow cover in all of the North Woods. And we're going to gradually see just a little more here and there, another half inch today, maybe another couple inches tomorrow, maybe another couple inches on Thursday. Not the huge amount we need to get the groomers out there and get things moving for your snowmobiles, but it's a start. It's a start. Another cloudy day today. The Packers are in. They did what they needed to do yesterday against Justin Fields and the Bears. It wasn't pretty at times, but that's kind of the way the NFC North has been this year. But the Lions winning the division, but, you know, they're not a whole lot better. Or maybe not even better than the Packers. Or maybe even the Vikings. Well, when the Vikings have a quarterback. But the Lions are in, and they'll host, let's see, the Packers go to Dallas. That'll be Sunday afternoon. And the Lions, oh, it's just so painful for Lions fans. I apologize, Lions fans, for what the NFL powers that be are doing to you. They're bringing Matthew Stafford and the Rams into Detroit to take on the Lions. The Lions haven't won a playoff game in like 28 years, and now they finally get one. And who do they get? The quarterback who left them and then went and won a Super Bowl, and now he's going to come back and try to knock the Lions out of the playoffs. Sunday's going to be fun because you got the Packers and Cowboys at 3:30. That'll be a handful for the Packers. Cowboys have been a really good home team. And then you got the Lions hosting the Rams back-to-back on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Should be good. More sports to come. We'll get you scores from the weekend and where everybody was running around doing stuff. Twice an hour, we get you a little news and sports update with Mike Clemens and the crew. Let's do that now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information surfacing about the Alaska Airlines jet whose door flew off just after takeoff Friday night. The door plug the FAA had been looking for has been found in the backyard of a Portland, Oregon school teacher named Bob, says NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy.
We are really pleased that Bob found this. He took a picture. I can just see the outside of the door plug from the pictures, the white portions. We can't see anything else. But we're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
We're a week out from the Iowa caucuses. Former President Donald Trump still far ahead in the polls. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years rocketing toward the moon right now, launched by a private company overnight. Trying to avert a government shutdown, congressional negotiators have settled on a top-line number for the budget. Now all they have to do is decide on the details. You're listening to ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he does not support efforts to keep Donald Trump off of the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Chicago Bears 17-9 at Lambeau Field and punched their ticket to the playoffs. Green Bay heads to Dallas this week to face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Is there any question now that Jordan Love is the legit replacement for Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't think there's many questions left, to be honest with you. He's just got to continue to do what he's been doing. I think great things are in store for him.
Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks with 6 catches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns on how Jordan Love has improved.
It was early in the season. We didn't have that chemistry, like I said. So he just had to get that feeling. The last couple weeks, you know, he'd been on his A game.
Bears have now lost to the Packers 10 times in a row. Quarterback Justin Fields on the Bears' 7-10 season.
Of course, it was a lot of ups and downs. You know, I grew a lot. I've learned a lot this year, and you know, I think it's going to do nothing but help me in the future.
That's Bears quarterback Justin Fields with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com. Or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology Forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
town, but still love Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that. Every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh.
Forecasted high 22 right now, a little bit of light snow today, and maybe an inch or two tomorrow, starting to build up a little bit on the grassy areas of your home, apartment out there, but nothing major, no major snowstorms. Again, a couple inches tomorrow, maybe one or two, three later in the week, but that nor'easter, that's just, that's taking away all our snow. All that snow that's supposed to be coming here, they're getting over there, and we don't have a major snowstorm coming our way here at any point soon. And by major, I mean like 8 or 10 inches, just something. Not in the forecast. It's going to get colder, though. By the end of the week, we're probably going to see those temperatures struggle to get out of the teens. And by the weekend, we could see single-digit high temperatures. So the cold is coming, but the snow, not so much. Get you updated on all the news and sports. We'll talk a little Packers. Packers are in. They're in the playoffs as the number 7 seed. And they'll travel to take on Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys. Just a couple of good matchups there. You got the old coach of the Packers hosting the Packers. And then you got the old quarterback of the Lions going back to Detroit. So some good first round matchups for the National Football League. We'll have the Packers for you here Sunday, of course, with a 1 o'clock pregame and a 3:25 kick.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, yo, it's Thomas
Country.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Where I grew up getting dressed up means a button down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collared greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make. Yeah, truck must have got to her windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade. Homemade me love a small town. Homemade me wanna settle down in a homemade for the two of us. Everything I love is homemade.
QCountry.com.
Close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting
Morgan Wallen there at 98Q Country. Beautiful morning here in the Northwoods. Anytime I can go out and shovel the front walk of the 98Q Palatial Estates here and do it in just a sweatshirt, it's I think it's a good January winter day. 21 is our temp. Not much of a wind moving around out there. That wind will be southeast at about 6 to 13 today. 29 for the high, 30 tomorrow, in the 20s again on Wednesday, Thursday. Then we'll begin to slide. It's a downward slide for those of you who haven't done that before. We're going to see temperatures on a downward slide. And by this time next week, we're going to struggle to get to double digits for high temps. Snow-wise, a little bit today, maybe an inch or two tomorrow, possibly an inch or two again later in the week. No major snowstorms in our forecast right now for the immediate area. And all the news to come after 7. Packers win. They're in the playoffs. They'll play again Sunday at 3:25. You got it right here. Some words of wisdom to get your day moving on this 8th day of January. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
When you make a living shooting bullets at targets half a football field away, accuracy is everything. And having good aim is pretty important, too, if you're hoping to build a happy, successful life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At the 2004 Olympics in Athens, Greece, Matt Emmons was nearing victory in the 50-meter three-position rifle event. It came down to the final shot. All he needed to do was strike the target, and he'd win the gold medal. When he pulled the trigger, he knew he'd made a good shot. In fact, he thought he hit the bullseye. But the scoreboard didn't record any points. The officials discovered that Emmons had shot the wrong target. He'd been standing in lane 2, but hit the target in lane 3. And in one shot, he went from certain victory to 8th place. If you think about it, we each face a similar danger. It's easy to spend your life aiming for the bullseye of happiness, only to discover you've been aiming at the wrong target all along. Things like faith and family are enduring values that give life its richness and meaning. Yet so many people keep their sights focused on less significant pursuits, like even bigger homes or an endless parade of new stuff. These ambitions attract us, but they aren't meaningful enough to build our lives on. True happiness starts with aiming for the right target. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some late-day flurries, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds turn to the southeast, 5 to 10. Up to a half inch of some snowfall then for tonight, a low of 24. Another 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday, high of 31. North winds at 10 to 15. Wednesday, a lingering chance for some flurries there, a high of 27. Chance for snow back in the forecast both Thursday and into your Friday. Thursday reaching a high of 24. And for Friday, highs in the low 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer, your sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love